McKenna Project, your practice, our future. McKennaProject.com.
Welcome back to Uniqueness is Power on WGSR. This is your Business Growth Solutions show. And as usual, at the 10-minute after point, we have our business booster. Bob Hill is a commercial realtor and is a true business booster. Most people have heard of the perils of operating without an agent in residential real estate, but oftentimes clients think that they pay the money to the agent. And simply put, they really don't. Having an agent makes the process easier, makes negotiations smoother, and brings an experienced hand into the project. I want to present Bob Hill of Hill Corporate Partners. And Bob, let's start out talking. Thank you for being here, first of all.
And thank you, Andy and Lee.
What happens without a tenant rep? What is the kind of thing that's going to happen to somebody if they go into this blind?
Yeah, let's hear the horror stories.
The horror stories. Well, their deals get done. You know, so to say that you don't do deals without tenant reps, that wouldn't be true. But probably in Atlanta, only about 10 or 15% of the deals aren't done with tenant reps. And the analogy would be if you had to go and you were sued, and if you weren't an attorney and you decided that you would like to defend yourself, you probably are creating some risk for yourself as opposed to maybe an attorney that would stand up and want to defend themselves. You're talking about leasing space or buying space where you're going to be there for years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You're talking about documents that are 28, 36, 45 pages long that have all kinds of articles in them, all kinds of relationship issues. And what you want is to have the opportunity for somebody to present your side, to sit on your side of the table, and to represent you. The landlord is not interested in making sure that you get a fair deal. The agent for the landlord wasn't hired by the landlord to ensure that you get a fair deal. He was hired to represent the landlord.
So the line you sometimes hear of, my buddy who owns this building's cutting me a really good deal, probably isn't really true.
I generally, when I have this conversation with somebody and they say, I really have a good relationship with this landlord agent and I can get a good deal, my first question is usually, do you think that person is honest? And the response is usually, yes. Well, then you need representation, because the fiduciary responsibility of the agent runs to the landlord. It doesn't run to you. And if he tries to do or she tries to provide you with a better deal than what other people are getting or a better deal than the market, they are subject to being sued and subject to maybe having their license, because the landlord didn't ask them to help you get a good deal. The landlord asked their agent to make sure they got the best deal.
Right. So when you see these buildings that say, hey, call this number, that person is hired by the landlord to lease space in that building, whereas you come in and you're watching the lessee's back, right?
I sit on the tenant or the buyer side of the table, and my allegiance and my responsibility runs to them to do everything that I can to make sure that at the very least that we can negotiate a market deal, that we can get them the same terms and conditions that landlords generally are giving to other tenants in that building or maybe tenants in that submarket.
Have you seen situations where, like, the landlord saying, you know, say a potential tenant comes in and the landlord says, oh, that's $20 a square foot, and then they say, okay, thanks, and then they come and bring you in, like, could you get it down to $15 a square foot? Like, is it a dramatic change? Could it be?
Well, usually it's not that dramatic, but I have had an opportunity at times to ask people to allow me to talk to a landlord and get an anonymous quote from them to compare with the quote that they had gotten from the landlord. Particularly, there's a client of mine now that was in a building, and right off the bat, you know, we ended up with about 50 cents a square foot cheaper, but that was before we even started negotiating. So usually it's not that dramatic, but there are other things in a lease that are important and are not as obvious from a cost standpoint as the monthly check that you write for rent.
What are some of those?
Well, it could be that every landlord requires that a tenant carry liability insurance. Well, if you are being required to carry maybe an excessive amount of liability insurance, it doesn't necessarily benefit the landlord today, but it is money out of your pocket. Every lease generally requires that you pay your pro rata share of operating expenses. But if you don't define what are the right operating expenses, you might find yourself funding your pro rata share of trips made by the corporate office out of Chicago. And if you have an office in Atlanta, that's not really what you want to be spending your money for.
So, Bob, when it comes down to it, you're an advocate for the tenant, and sort of an adversary to the landlord. You're at least looking out for the tenant. That's who you're representing. But the tenant doesn't pay you. So how do you get paid?
We get paid by the landlord. We really are.
He pays you to fight him?
He pays. Yes. Isn't this a wonderful business? He pays me after I have generally reached the point where he says, "Now, Bob, you start to go over the line." But we are part of the marketing apparatus that's out there. Buildings don't move. They are in one place. And if the landlord has empty space, then they want to make sure that they are reaching out to the market in as many ways as they possibly can so that people who are looking for space at least come by and are made aware that they have available space or that their building is for lease. And so we are considered part of the marketing arm, even though we sit on the other side of the table from their agent.
Are your potential tenants, are they coming from all over the country, or do you get them primarily from Atlanta?
Atlanta has a huge influx of businesses, and because it is the capital, certainly, of the Southeast. And so you have lots of regional offices that are here, divisional offices that are here, but you have an enormous number of homegrown businesses, probably the biggest part of the pyramid. If we think in terms of the pyramid and the bottom of the pyramid, they're going to be Atlanta businesses. Some of that are going to be here. Maybe they reach out a little bit across the state or do some business through the Southeast.
So the Atlanta market is expanding absolutely at this point, or is it sort of eating itself? I mean, there's a lot of buildings that seem to be being sold off, or people are leaving the buildings to someplace else because the buildings are being torn down. Over on Roswell Road, there's a huge piece going on. A couple other ones going up north of the city where you're seeing entire old office complex being torn down to make way for high-rises that are being put up.
The live-work-play seems to be catching on here.
I think that I've been in Atlanta since 1971, and I think there are more properties in transition now than I've seen before. But you've got to remember that we now are a community of over 5 million people. 500 people a day since 1992 have been coming to Atlanta. So we have people that are now beginning to come in back into the city. So we have that, which I think is a very positive and favorable trend. But at the same time that you're seeing some of these changes in uses of properties, we have probably today over almost 6 million square feet of new office space spread around the whole metropolitan area under construction.
Wow, that's a lot.
Now, let's talk a little bit. I mean, you've gone over a couple different ways that a rep like you can save a client money. Let's talk about what you want to look for to determine whether an agent's actually good at what they do. There are far more residential real estate agents out there than there are commercial, but commercial's not exactly an uncrowded field.
It's a crowded field, but you really would, if you're looking for a buyer's representative or a tenant representative, you'd like to have somebody that has at least some experience in that field, because you're looking at a lease from a different perspective, or you're looking at a sales contract from a different perspective. So as in just about every industry and every case, you're looking for some experience. You're looking for somebody that wants to know who you are, what is your business, what do you need an office space for, what are the things that help your office space or your office condo work for you. If you're going to be in a place for several years, if you're going to either rent and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or buy and in some cases spend millions of dollars, you want to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're going to get the best bang for your buck. So you want to make sure that somebody understands that process, that they are interested in your well-being, that they're not just a show-and-tell type agent that is going to let you educate them about what your needs are.
So now, you become kind of an advisor. Like, you can tell a person if they're saying, do you have a specialty? Are you more retail or more corporate or office, industrial? What?
My clients would typically be white collar with some significant office component. In a general office space, they're going to be almost all office. In what we call industrial flex space, they probably are going to be 20 or 30% office. And in industrial space, they're going to be at least 10 to 15% office.
So you would advise them if they need a certain kind of worker, like they would have a certain need for, like, say, people that are on the bus line, you could steer them to a certain part of town that would have their workforce available?
Yeah, that is one of the things that we sit down and we talk to prospects and potential clients about up front is, why do you need an office? Where do you need it? Do you need to be close to a bus line? Do you need to have hotels close to you? Do you need to have restaurants close to you?
Right, like near the airport. Is that better? Do you need, where do the employees work? Like, is that more important or... Where the employees work, how big of a percentage of that does come into play when they're deciding?
It can be very important for certain types of businesses, call centers, for instance, where that you might have a large workforce. They might be extremely interested in wanting to make sure that they have access to the MARTA trains or to a real good bus line. Some other people maybe are pure white-collar workers, and they want to make sure that they are in an area where that they're going to be able to attract highly educated, professional, people. So it varies from business to business. It varies from company to company, and that's why it's important that you go through the process of sitting down and attempting to understand what makes your business tick.
Well, and again, this is goes back to something I've heard you say before, Bob, where if you control the process, you control a lot more, if not all, of the outcome. So that's a really, really good thing there. And you mentioned call centers. You mentioned things like that earlier. There's some unique things that you do that set you apart from other agents out there outside of your depth of experience here in the Atlanta market. There are some things that you're doing right now that are aligning yourself with some other businesses. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, what the objective that I have is to try to see what kind of a resource can I be for my clients. And so I've aligned myself with corporate environments, and they are a major commercial furniture firm here in Atlanta. And they can provide not only furnishings for offices, but they also can help people with space design, and they can physically move people from place to place.
Now, when you get into two other pieces, and these are the kind of the data center call center things we talked about, you've got two other pretty significant partners.
AML is another one. They are a telecommunications firm. They do the voice data and what we call the dial tone portion, where they make sure that once you're in an office space that you actually can receive the dial tone and that your phones are going to work. And then there's another company called 24/7, and they are the guys that make your computers talk to the phones, and they maintain the your equipment, and they make sure that everything kind of continues to function so that you can operate.
So when a company comes in and is tapping you as a resource to help them go through that sort of acclimation process towards figuring out what the best building is and where, you can bring more to the table than a lot of other agents that are out there because of these alliances.
We can bring people that can sit down and assist them in those areas, which are all very much an important component part of where your space needs to be, how does it need to be configured, and the location as well as how it is laid out.
And so that's unique in the market, right? There's not many commercial agents that offer this whole complete package?
Not under one roof.
And the other thing that's nice is this is sort of the next step of networking, folks. This is one of the things that our show was actually founded around, was the idea that all these things are sort of melded together, and you get these resources that everybody can then tap into. And this is a lot better than throwing darts at the yellow pages. You come in, you find a great commercial agent. Well, you still need your furniture. You still need phones. You still need cabling. You still need networking, as far as the infrastructure of your company is concerned for technology. And that's something that Bob Hill here can bring along with the group of three other folks that he's with. And the other three companies are all noted experts here in the Atlanta
right.
area.
So you're up and running in one phone call.
In one fell swoop. And it makes it a lot easier to coordinate that entire thing through one central point. So these are, again, this is one of the reasons we wanted Bob to come on the show, was because there's a lot of different things that he can do with not only his experience but his alliances as well now. And so, Bob, one last question for you before we have to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our unique of the week. But how do we get in touch with you, and how does somebody who's listening to the show actually find out how to relocate their business here to Atlanta?
Phone number?
Yeah, please, or email website. Or whatever works.
Phone number is 404-408-6385. And the email address would be bobhill@hillcorporatepartners.com.
Excellent. And www.hillcorporatepartners.com is the website. Okay. Well, again, thank you very much for being here as our business booster on Uniqueness is Power. We are your business growth solution show, and we'll be back after these commercial messages with our unique of the week.